The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
All right, welcome back to the Dave Coghlan program on News Talk 920 KVC and 96.5 FM. And we'll, of course, online, and then we'll be streaming tomorrow. This is Gary J. Freiberg sitting in for Dave, and certainly my pleasure to be here. And thank you, really, thank you for being here. Our guest now, we're going to ride with this one for the next hour, is Shannon McAwitt. She is the Executive Director of Hospice of San Luis Obispo County. Lots of things to learn about hospice in San Luis Obispo. But let's start off and say, welcome, Shannon. Welcome to the Dave Coghlan program.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great for you to be here. And our timing is really good. Let's start off. Let's clarify the purpose of Hospice San Luis Obispo County with perhaps its mission statement.
Yeah, well, I want to clarify the fact that we are a non-medical volunteer hospice and community grief center. And so sometimes we like to say we're the unicorn hospice here on the Central Coast. We are very different than what most people know of. Okay, so...
Gary, we can hear you. There's a microphone in front of you.
Okay, well, everybody heard what I just now said.
Yeah.
Okay, it's unfair. Okay, I'll hit this little off button. No, yep. Let's first start because I want to distinguish the different types of hospices.
Okay,
so
great.
Let's talk about the mission statement for the one that you're the executive.
Yeah, so our mission is to support those who are experiencing terminal life-limiting illness, grief, through respite support and grief support here on the Central Coast.
And that was one of the most surprising things. I just completed the volunteer classes. It was 6 weeks. It was a wonderful experience. It gave me more than what I even expected. I didn't know what to expect, but it was really an amazing experience. And what I learned was that this particular hospice is not the only hospice. How many hospices are there?
There are four hospices in San Luis Obispo County. So there are three Medicare certified hospices. So we have Central Coast Hospice, Dignity Health Hospice, and Wilshire Hospice. So those are three, to simplify it, those are three medical hospices. And those are the type of hospice that most people are these days familiar with. So they have really specific requirements to, you know, somebody has been told that they have 6 months or less to live. Their doctor has referred them to a medical hospice to be put on comfort care. Usually they, you know, are finishing out their end of life at home with family support, and a medical hospice will come in, a nurse comes in, maybe a social worker, spiritual support, musicians possibly, and they provide that kind of support. Insurance, Medicare pays for this support. And it is an amazing, wonderful service that came to become a benefit of Medicare and insurance in the 80s.
Oh, not until then.
Not until then, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Hospice Slo County, we are non-medical. We actually have been in this community since 1977.
Oh.
And we were a part of a movement that came to America in the 70s, and it was really an effort to provide support so that people could die at home, and it was to train volunteers to go into home and really help provide that emotional, social support to the dying person and their family. And then we added bereavement or grief support to that added support while the person was dying. And then, of course, after they passed, we continued to support the family in their grief and bereavement after the passing. Mm-hmm. And then through the years, we've continued to add additional programming. But through the whole process, we have remained non-medical and volunteer. And what that means, the difference there, is that to remain that way, we cannot and do not charge for services, and we do not bill insurance. So we depend 100% on the community to fund our efforts, and we depend on volunteers to provide our services. Mm-hmm. So, yep.
No, go ahead.
So our very small staff, our job is to recruit, train, and supervise volunteers on our in-home respite side and on our grief counseling side to provide the support and the services that we offer to the community free of charge.
Mm-hmm. And as a proud recent graduate, as of last Wednesday, there's absolutely no obligation because, frankly, I have doubt. Can I be a hospice volunteer that meets the standards of hospice volunteers? Can I be that person? And it's really comforting that there's no pressure, no expectation. I am going to apply, and I have to after taking the 6-week class. But it's something that is very comfortable and enlightening in taking the volunteer classes. I do want to mention, if you did just so happen to join us here on the Dave Congdon program on News Talk 920 KBC, this is Gary J. Freiberg sitting in for Dave, and we are speaking with Shannon McAwitt. She is the executive director of the Hospice of San Luis Obispo County. They are the non-medical, the benefit of the volunteer program is really for the caregiver.
It is
not exclusively.
Not exclusively, but it is a huge benefit. So because we're non-medical, we can start supporting people at time of diagnosis, and we can stay with them throughout the long trajectory of some life-limiting illnesses through the dying process. And so because of that, we are filling certain kind of gaps and niches in the community, including the majority of the clients that we are supporting on the in-home care respite side is folks that have cognitive impairment. So those that have been diagnosed with dementia, Alzheimer's, maybe Parkinson's, that we're offering trained volunteers to go in and offer 4 hours a week of respite and companionship so that their caregivers can get out of the house and do whatever it is they need to do to take care of themselves, to recharge and regroup, to come back home and continue their caregiving journey.
Right, because there's just immense demands put on that person when they have their spouse or whomever it is, their loved one, be going through this. Does it take a referral from a doctor in order to get the services of non-medical hospice?
Nope, because we are non-medical. So it can be a self-referral. It can be a family member can give us a call. The actual caregiver can give us a call. We actually have a care management program that is dedicated to supporting caregivers that are caring for someone with cognitive impairment. So that caregiver could call for specific support and just work directly with our care manager. But we also receive referrals from community partners, maybe home health agencies, other nonprofits. We work with everyone. It could also come from a medical provider if they feel like our services would be beneficial.
But it's not required.
It's not required.
We need to take a quick break, but before we do, let's give out the phone number.
Yep. Our phone number is 805-544-2266, and that's Hospice Slo County.
Okay. Everybody, once again, you are on the Dave Congdon program on News Talk 920 KBC and 96.5 FM, our hometown radio. And this is Gary J. Freiberg sitting in for Dave. And we're speaking with Shannon McAwitt. She is the executive director of the non-medical hospice. We have a lot of ground to cover. I also want to tell you about the fundraiser that they're doing. So stay here just for a couple of minutes, and we're going to be right back.
Now, back to Dave.
All right, welcome back to the Dave Congleton program on News Talk 920 KVC, 96.5 FM, and we'll be, of course, online, and then also these interviews will be podcast tomorrow. We are, and this is Gary J. Farberg, if I didn't say that, with us is Shannon McAllett. She is the Executive Director of Hospice of San Luis Obispo County. That is the non-medical. And there's no cost to those that are serviced. They don't bill insurance. And so funding comes from the community generosity. Once a year, there is the annual, I believe, and we're going to check, largest fundraiser. It's called Walk for Healing. Today is the opening day of the registration. It starts on April 19th and continues until June 9th. And Shannon, please explain what a Walk for Healing is.
So Walk for Healing is actually a virtual walk. It lasts for 6 weeks. And so people register online and create teams. And then you can like link your smart phones or your smart watches or your phones or whatever. And each day you log the number of miles you walk or miles you bike. You can do kayaking, running, swimming, any kind of activity. You can log your miles that you're active each day for 6 weeks. And collectively as a group for our Walk for Healing, I think we're trying to collectively walk 25,000 miles, which is like walking around San Luis Obispo County, like we kind of mapped it out. And we're trying to raise $50,000.
Okay.
And so you can set up a team, invite people to join your team. And then we're asking people to not only walk with us and try to walk $25,000, we're also asking people to fundraise for their team, like send out the link to ask people to kind of sponsor them or donate to their team and you know, as they're walking over the 6 weeks.
So would a participant then ask a friend or whomever to donate per mile or how does that work?
If they wanted to, you don't have to. If they really wanted to kind of get down and do the math and follow up with people, or it's just sort of sending out that email or that request like, hey, I'm walking in support of Hospice Hill County. Would you consider donating to me? This is why Hospice Hill County is important to me. This is why it's so important to our community. Would you consider joining my team and walking with me? Or would you consider just supporting my efforts in doing this?
Mm-hmm. And then they will report to you, we've walked this far and we've raised some
money. So you when you register, you get access to this little portal, and each day if you link your watch to it, it automatically, you know, calculates your miles for you each day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it like a Fitbit? It'll track your steps and it'll automatically link to your portal. But if you don't have a phone or a watch that does that, you can kind of estimate it on your own and log into your portal and say, you know, like, oh yeah, I went on a bike ride and it was 5 miles. So I did 5 miles today.
Hmm. And the 25,000 miles that you're referring to is the collective of all the participants.
Yep.
It is called the Walk for Healing. Registration starts today, and it is going to be from April 19th until June 9th. And where do people find out more or register?
So they can visit our website, which is at hospiceslo.org.
Okay.
And that's our, you know, and so on the homepage, there's, you know, Walk for Healing, click here, and then you can link onto the registration page from there.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that local businesses get involved in?
Yeah, we still have sponsorships available, and it's a great, May is Employee Wellness, Health and Wellness Month, and so it's a great opportunity for businesses to sponsor, and depending on what level of sponsorship, you get a certain number of free registrations, and so we have businesses that sponsor, and then their employees participate, and it's a really great thing for businesses to do for employee, you know, morale and just you know, team spirit.
Right.
I will say Morrison Garitano locally, they do this every year and really do a great effort, and many of their employees participate and have great fun with it.
Mm.
And we do have prizes for the team that walks the farthest, like, you know, clocks the most miles, and the team that fundraises the most amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which again, this year, the goal is $50,000. How much did you raise last year?
We did meet the goal last year. I think we actually ended up bringing in just a little over $50,000. And I think we were just shy of the 25,000 mile mark.
Hmm. Well, I guess it comes down to what you can spend.
And how much energy you can put out there.
That's right. Yes. And last question, we are going to move on. There's a registration fee for
yeah. So everyone, it's, I think, a $30 fee to sign up. And
sure.
Then that all goes towards supporting Hospice Low County.
Right. And we're going to mention again that from the phone number, it's 805-544-2266. Is the phone number. And then once again, the website to get more information is
hospiceslo.org.
Okay, hospiceslo.org. All righty. Among the services that Shanna's been talking about is grief. And what does hospice offer people who are dealing with grief from a loved one?
Absolutely. So we have our grief counseling program has several different areas of service that we provide. So we have individual grief counseling that we offer. So people can call and have individual grief counseling that they can receive in person at our office, which our offices are actually in a beautiful old building.
Yes.
Just on the outskirts of downtown San Luis Obispo. We're on the corner of Johnson and Pacific Street, right across the street from Smart and Final.
Right.
And so that is a grief counseling center. But we also are still offering grief counseling virtually over Zoom. For those folks who can't come in or live, you know, really kind of remote from San Luis Obispo, that is still available. We also have support groups. So we have a general grief group. We have a spouse and partner loss support group. We have a suicide bereavement support group. We have a caregiver support group. So for those folks who are caregiving for someone at home, we have a special family support group for that. And that support group actually is still on Zoom because those people who are caregiving have a really hard time leaving.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kept that one on Zoom so that to make it more accessible
mm-hmm.
for folks.
Mm-hmm.
And then our newest support group is actually dementia and anticipatory grief support group. So for anyone who has someone in their life who is experiencing dementia, this support group is for them, because if we care for someone with dementia, that experience, we're really experiencing grief and losing them in pieces. So we start grieving them, and our relationship and our dynamic with them at time of diagnosis and in every step along the way as their disease progresses.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a really specialized support group for them.
Mm-hmm. How about for loss of a pet?
We do offer support for people who have lost their pet. We unfortunately at this moment our pet loss support group is on hiatus, but we are working with Woods Humane Society to try to bring that back in collaboration with them. But for those who need individual grief support for the loss of an animal, they are welcome to call us and get individual support, grief support for that.
Mm. Well, that's wonderful because, as we know, a pet can be as meaningful to us as someone.
Absolutely.
Everyone, you're listening to the Dave Congdon program on News Talk 920 KVC 96.5 FM. This is Gary J. Freiberg sitting in for Dave, and our broadcast will be a podcast tomorrow, starting tomorrow. We're with Shannon McCowett. She is the Executive Director of Hospice. We've got a lot of ground to cover. We've got a couple-minute break, so stay with us, and we're going to be right back. That guy. Welcome back to the Dave Congdon program on News Talk 920 KVC 96.5 FM online, and then we will be podcasting these conversations tomorrow. I want to mention that following Shannon McCowett is Greg Goff, and he's co-founder of Shebang. Shebang is they're having their 10th annual upcoming music, art, and camping festival at Dairy Creek Campground, and then from 5:30 to 6, I've got Jolene Bayback, and she is going to discuss her books about growing up on Alcatraz, and her dad was the acting warden on the day of the escape, so that's what's coming up. But I'm very interested and happy to have Shannon McCowett. She is the Executive Director of Hospice of San Luis Obispo County, and when we took our break, we were talking about the services of grief. What about in a situation, say, at a business? In fact, that just recently happened, may he rest in peace, in Morro Bay, where a man was killed in a traffic accident. So what about in those kinds of incidents?
Yeah, so we have a program. It's called Community Grief Response. And so when there is a loss at a business or within a group structure, within an organization or, say, a Rotary Club or a book club, a church, you know, when there's a group that has lost a member, we have a team that can come out and go to that organization or meet with that group as a whole, or anyone from that group who just feels like they want to come together and talk about that loss, process that loss as a group. So we have counselors and therapists that can come and meet and just talk and process and talk about grief and how people process grief differently. And acknowledge that, you know, loss is difficult, and especially losing someone, a member of a group, and how that can change the dynamic of the group, and especially when different people are experiencing that loss differently and it affects everyone in a different way, and how to just be respectful and navigate that, and how we can support one another. And so that is a service that we provide. And because it's devastating, and it's difficult to navigate. Mm-hmm. And so people can give us a call when that's going on, and we can just work to kind of have discussions about what would be the most appropriate way and timing on how to bring that to the organization or the group dynamic when a loss like that occurs.
Yes. So it can be in all different forms, as we've discussed, anticipatory, the actual grief after the passing, passing for the loss of a pet. And I do want to repeat that Hospice of San Luis Obispo County is a non-medical hospice. There are three other hospices that provide medical services and are reimbursed by Medicare or other insurance companies. Hospice of San Luis Obispo County is a non-medical hospice. They do not charge. It is open to everyone, and they are supported and exist through our community benevolence and participation in the Walk for Healing that is coming up shortly. And I do want to clarify, and I'm repeating a sort of an obvious point, that services are both as a program or individual. You'll go in a person's home, or there are groups where they can come to Pacific Street where you guys are located.
Absolutely. So, you know, for our grief counseling, typically people come to our office to receive individual counseling or attend a support group, or they can also access those services on Zoom for some of them. The community grief response, we can go out into the community and support them in their place of business or worship, or where they meet as a group. On the hospice side, for our in-home respite program or our Pet Peace of Mind program, or our Threshold Singer program, we go into their homes and provide that support there, or our Bedside Vigil program. We do that in people's homes.
And I also want to repeat that if you want to inquire about services, and we're going to talk about the volunteer program in just a moment that you can inquire about. But the telephone number for Hospice San Luis Obispo County is our area code 805-544-2266. 805-544-2266. The website is hospiceslow.org, and you can get more information there. The Walk for Healing fundraiser, and that is the Walk for Healing the biggest fundraiser for you?
We have two significant fundraisers a year. There's this one, the Walk for Healing, which typically happens, you know, in the spring, summer. And then our longest standing fundraiser is Light Up a Life. And that always happens at the end of the year, typically the end of November, early December. And that is a Light Up a Life is somewhat of a memorial event. So it's an opportunity for people to honor loved ones who have passed, not just in the last year, but at any time. And so the fundraising component of that is people make a donation to have their loved one's name read at a ceremony. And we offer different ceremonies throughout the county. So they might choose to attend or have a loved one's name read at a ceremony, you know, in their community, whether North County, South County, San Luis Obispo, North Coast.
And so it's honoring.
It's honoring loved ones. Mm-hmm. Yep.
As we mentioned, the referrals can come from anywhere. It's not required because it's non-medical, so it does not require a doctor's referral. So how does one start the process if they feel that they need services of Hospice of San Luis Obispo County?
Really, they can just give us a call. They can give us a call, and if they're looking for grief support, they just call and say, you know, I'm interested in learning more about grief support, or I would, you know, I think I need grief counseling, or I want to learn more about support groups. And then they'll be directed to kind of our intake coordinator for grief counseling, and then they can learn more about the services that might make the most sense for them in the grief counseling world. And then regarding on the in-home side, again, they could call and say, you know, for example, if their loved one has a cognitive impairment, you know, they could call and say, you know, I am caregiving for, let's say, my husband who has dementia, or my husband who, you know, seems to have a lot of memory issues. And then our front office will get them connected to our care manager, and they can just start talking. Or I'm interested in, I really need respite. I'm exhausted. They'll just get connected to one of our staff members who they can just start having a conversation and learn more about what services are available. And if we aren't quite the right fit for what they're needing, we make a lot of referrals. We have knowledge and access to a lot of resources out in the community. And we'll help educate them about what is available and help give them, make referrals or give them information about other resources that they might be eligible for or might be, you know, might be more helpful if we're not quite the right place.
So there's a process to the intake of people that are seeking services?
Absolutely. So if somebody is, you know, appropriate for our services, we'll do a phone screen and then we'll schedule a time for an in-home assessment. And then our staff will go out to their home and meet with, you know, who the potential client is and their caregiver. And we do an in-home assessment. So we ask questions. We really are focused on what their needs are, what they're wanting, what they're needing, what they're looking for, what kind of support they're looking for, what their interests are, because, you know, a big piece of what we do, especially on the, you know, on the in-home side, because we're training all these volunteers, we take a lot of care and a lot of attention to get to know our volunteers. And we want to, you know, we're matchmaking is a big piece of it too. And so we're doing the same thing for our clients is we're learning a lot about them so that we can make sure that we are matching them with a really, hopefully, a really great volunteer that is going to be a really good fit for them, not only to meet their needs and, you know, what practical needs they have, but also emotional needs. And just it's going to be a good connection that's going to hopefully be really fulfilling for both the client and caregiver and the volunteer. Because, again, we're not a medical hospice. These could potentially be some long-term relationships. You know, we have one volunteer who had a client for 6 years.
So it certainly depends on the case.
Yes.
Everyone, you are listening to Dave Congdon, the program on News Talk 920 KBC, 96.5 FM, our hometown radio. This is Gary J. Freiberg sitting in for Dave. We got to take a quick break, and when we come back, there's a lot of ground that I want to cover with Shannon on the Hospice of San Luis Obispo. So stay here just for a couple minutes. We're going to be right back. All right, welcome back to the Dave Congdon program on News Talk 920 KBC, 96.5 FM, live online, and we'll be podcasting tomorrow. This is Gary J. Freiberg sitting in for Dave, and with us is Shannon McAwitt. She is the executive director of the Hospice of San Luis Obispo County, and something that I want to clarify, with eligibility, anybody, the services are open to anyone.
Yep, in San Luis Obispo County.
In San Luis Obispo County, yeah. And it can be for a myriad of reasons. And they do have an intake to find out about you and your needs and the person who is affected, because they want to do as good of a match, as a perfect of a match of with a volunteer with the client. And something in the last class, because I just finished the 6 week class last Wednesday, and so guys had some volunteers come in, and something that I will never forget is the young man who is probably 21, 22 years old, something like that, and his client is 90. And he just, this volunteer just loves the experience that he's getting from being with a 90-year-old man. And he talked about how the guy would say his mind's is Bandini, meaning fertilizer, meaning, and how this young man just got a kick out of it. But it was not even endearing. It was so sweet and affecting to do that. So let's discuss the volunteer program. Again, if you, first of all, When's the next volunteer training?
Yeah, so we have another training that's coming up starting May 8th, and then we have another training that's scheduled for starting September 11th. And our trainings are 6 weeks long, and it's once a week for 6 weeks, 3 hour sessions once a week for 6 weeks. And our training, you know, yes, it's meant to train you and prepare you to become a volunteer for our organization. But really, it's such a It's really a personal experience. It's really to help you explore your own sort of relationship with death, dying, and grief, and to get in touch with that part of your experience or lack, or just where you are in thinking about your relationship and where you are in your own life, to help prepare you to go engage with people who are much closer to the end of their life, and so that you can meet them where they're at and withhold judgment and just be there to hold space for them. And all of our education, our training, it's part of our mission to offer this free to the community. And so our training is open and available for everyone to come and participate without the pressure of becoming a volunteer. People are welcome to take this training, and you do not have to become a volunteer. Our job is to hopefully engage you and to give you an experience that by the end of the training, you can't help but want to jump in and try your hand at volunteering with us. We are a very supportive community of an organization that we cannot do what we do without our volunteers. They have to be our number one priority, and they are our number one priority, is supporting our volunteers, making sure they're well trained and supported. And we try to create a really, really meaningful experience.
And it was a very meaningful experience. And as I confessed earlier about my doubt, if I can be that person, at the same time, I feel that I've gained so much that I at least have to give it a try, you know, to see how I can do. But it posed a lot of questions that perhaps we may not want to face or think about. And it's not morbid. It's not dark. In fact, the strangest thing was a couple of times in particular, the only word I can think of is elated. After the class, I felt so light and so positive. And I was talking with one of the other people that took the class, and he said he felt the same way. And that was just so totally unexpected to have that reaction, that response to the class. And so I'm going to mention once again, if you want to check it out for anything, whether you need the services or perhaps for your own, to find out more about the training, you can either call at 805-544-2266 or go to hospiceslow.org, and you can get information about the programs. And then also the Walk for Healing. The registration for that starts today. Hospice of San Luis Obispo exists because of our benevolence. They don't bill insurance companies. They don't charge Medicare. It's from the generosity of the community that they are able to exist and provide services to families and individuals at their deepest need, for people that are taking care of a loved one, and that loved one needs them to be there 24/7. And how does this person get time for themselves? How do they go shopping? How do they just get a break? And it is through the Hospice of San Luis Obispo County that volunteers come in and help families and help people to thrive during a very, very difficult time. About how many active volunteers do you have right now?
Well, throughout the entire organization, I'd say we have probably about 125. Oh. And that's, you know, through all the various programs that we have. Yeah.
Well, and then with families that are receiving services, you said you have about 70?
Yeah. So we right now on the in-home side of things, I'd say we have probably about 65 clients right now. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And primarily, what does a volunteer do?
Well, it certainly depends on the, you know, the what the client needs. Some volunteers are just going in and spending time with the client, whether it's sitting and having conversations or just watching TV or playing games. Some volunteers are actually transporting their clients, whether driving them to appointments or taking them grocery shopping or even taking them to the beach just to look at the ocean or taking them to lunch. It depends on how mobile they are. One of my favorite stories, and this was a while ago prior to the pandemic, but we had a Cal Poly student who went through our training, and he was matched with a gentleman who was a former Cal Poly professor. And the Cal Poly student would pick up his client every week, and they would go to Cal Poly, and they would play pool at Cal Poly. And the client would, you know, tell stories about his time at Cal Poly, and he would, you know, talk to some of the Cal Poly students, and they would just have a great time. And they did that for a little while until the client could no longer. It just became too. It drained his energy, and he could no longer do that. But several times they went and did that, and I just thought that was such a beautiful way to spend their time, and that gave the wife, you know, a chance for her to have her a break and her time.
Right. And again, a volunteer spends anywhere from 2 to 4 hours.
So it's a max of 4 hours a week. And that's really to protect the volunteer, because they need to, you know, we have to have boundaries. And we don't, you know, volunteers only have so much time. And then if the client in the family needs more than 4 hours a week of respite and support, then we work with them. That means they need more resources. They need more support. And so we're working with them to access other resources, other agencies, other support out in the community. They're getting much, much more outside of our organization as well.
Right. But your organization has the ability to connect them with other services that they need. And again, Hospice San Luis Obispo is a non-medical hospice. There are three other hospice organizations in San Luis Obispo County that provide medical services, but the non-medical, you can't even hand somebody an aspirin. You're there to provide friendship and to be able to give the caregiver a break. And along the way, you're collecting what I believe to be one of the most incredible experiences that you can have by helping people in that. It's time to wrap it up. So check out, please, hospiceslow.org. Give them a call at 544-2266. You can find out about the Walk for Healing. They are funded through community generosity. Everybody, coming up next is Greg Goff. We're going to switch things a little bit and talk about Shebang. It's the 10th Annual Music, Art, and Camping Festival coming up at Dairy Creek. You're on the Dave Conklin Program on News Talk 920 KBEC, 96.1 FM. This is Gary J. Freiberg. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. Thank you for being here. Hang out. We've got a lot more to cover.
The 920 KBEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kbec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111-911.